If you would open your Bible this morning, I'm going to teach us simple but profound, a message that is everybody should be involved in preaching. That's what I want to say. And the title of this, if you want to give it a title, the reason for his coming. The reason for his coming. So many things that we do as human beings, but we believe we are learning better. So many things we do as human beings, we put so much emphasis on things and we kind of get our, well, the old folks say get the cart before the horse. And we get things out of perspective. We have a lot of things going on in this earth. Lots of things. For one instant, just think about the field of sports. You got peewee football to professional football and all in between. Peewee, then grade school, high school, college, then semi-pro, arena football, and that's just in every football. Then you go to basketball. And what I'm saying, we got lots of things going on, and people put so much emphasis and so much pressure get put on the kids, trying to be like Mike, trying to be like this. But I want to talk about the most important person that you ought to want to be like. Hallelujah. And we should get involved, and we should want to tell everybody about him. Amen. Amen. If you open your Bible to Luke 19, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, and verse 10. Luke Gospel, chapter 19, and verse 10. Luke 19, 10. Hallelujah. Listen to these words. Most of this I'll be reading from the King James, most of it. And it says in Luke 19 and verse 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Why did Jesus come? You got 11, but I'm reading 10. Luke 19 and 10. "For the Son of Man is what? Come to do what? And to save what? That which was lost." So the greatest message that we can preach to the sinner. And you know we have lots of sinners in the earth. So the greatest message we can preach to sinners is that Jesus came to save. Jesus came to save. That's the greatest message. That's the greatest news we can tell a lost world. That Jesus came to save. Because if that one thing does not take place in an individual life, he lost it all. Nothing else he'll ever do, nothing else he ever achieved, nothing else he ever accomplished will mean anything to him. Because life without Christ is no life at all. Amen. No matter how much education they may get, no matter how many achievement, accomplishment, how successful they may be in this world, and how they may be recognized, and how they may be praised, if you don't, if that one thing doesn't happen, nothing else. They have a dark, long, forever disappointment, torment, and suffering life. Never, never. So this is why we all, including myself, our hearts ought to burn with the message of salvation, with the message. We ought to burn. We ought to be on fire. For God, our children ought to be on fire. You know, it's so good. I mean, it's really good and it's a blessing, but I think we kind of get it out of perspective that we have. You can give, you know, I remember when I was a kid, to get a tricycle was like having a $400,000 car. Ooh, I mean, when I got my first tricycle, y'all can't imagine how I felt. And now we don't hardly look at it. If it doesn't have a moat on it or some kind of, we don't want it. We ain't want to be pushing that thing. And we want to push a button, tap it. And all these things, you know, we got what? I can't name them, but I just want to make mention of some. We have all this advanced technology. We got the pad, the tablet, all kinds of gadgets. I see my grandchildren. Every one of them got one. Know how to take the thing and find old gangs and all the different stuff. Out looking at Jar, he found this gang. He's gonna school Papa. He's going to school Papa. And he know how to tap that thing, get this gang. Pick out which race car gonna run the. He was educating me, but here's my point in saying all this: if we could train our children, our grandchildren, if we could train them and have them that involved, are y'all in the house? Have them that involved and that excited about playing these games. Why can't we get them on fire for God? Amen. Tell their little playmate about the gospel, the good news, because God loved those children. Amen. I was called to go to school when a young man passed. And there was other preachers there, ministers. You know, it would be so nice if we could all get on the same page. And hear these children hurting. And when you're hurting, you're confused. You know, here you have in front of you a promised long life. Now listen to this. I want y'all to listen. I wasn't planning on going this way, but listen. You have, you know,